gum eater, if you inhale it, and it clears your sinuses, that food has got many, many good effects. Some people even use certain kind of insurgents as food, which are able to have certain effects. Some ether has the effect of making you feel fresh and nice. Some ether has an opposite effect on certain people if they can start hearing talking. Different ethers have different effects. Different flowers have different fragrances, different flowers have different effects. In fact, nowadays, it's chemotherapy, as I just said. So that is what they work with, fragrances. They say that certain fragrance helps in this, certain fragrance helps in that, and certain fragrance helps in that. So different fragrance for different kinds of problems, and it has different effects. So what came to mind is that in the sohbat of the Salihin also, there are different effects. Some are very, very humble. They got humility and tawazu of the highest degree. So in their sohbat, the person gets tawazu. He will get the other sifats too, but he will progress more in the line of tawazu. Some ulama, some mashayikh, the tawazu ka ghalba hota hai. Unki sohbat mein wohi tawazu ka ghalba aayega. In the sohbat of some, you will find that they have got the propagation of haq without any fear, without any concern. They do not tolerate any kind of misbehavior or any kind of evil or any kind of deviation from haq. Even a little, they cannot tolerate. They have sifat of jalal in them. So those who become murid of such mashayikh, and they stay mostly in their company, they generally, they get the sifat of jalal in them. It doesn't mean that those who have got sifat of jamal, that they conceal the haq. Not that. You must not misunderstand. They don't conceal the haq. But Allah Ta'ala gives them a kind of tahammul that they tolerate, and they wait for the right occasion to say a certain thing to the murid. That they know, they can see that this murid is not doing the right thing. But that is not the right time, because he has just joined in, or he is just a new murid. So they do not tell him everything the first day that he comes. For example, if he's cutting his beard, he's wearing his pants below his ankles, or he's doing some other thing. The first day they don't tell him everything. They wait for a little while for him to stabilize, to become used to the company, and after that they tell him. So it's not that they conceal the haq, but there is a reason why they don't say it at a certain time. But those who have got sifat of jalal, and they don't tolerate, it can be even a stranger sometimes, they will tell him straight away. As the Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that is what he used to do before. He said in the train one, he saw one person, a super booted person, or an educated person, with his pants below the ankle. So he asked him to raise it above the ankle. So that person asked him, kisne kaha? He said, shariat ne kaha. So the reply that person gave, tumhari shariat kya isi se isi nauzubika. In slang language, you may say like, to hell with your shariat, nauzubika. Allah must protect us from such kind of statement. That's what he said. So the Tanvi Rahmatullah is able to come with his way. And then he said that what happened here is that I made a mistake. That this person was not yet close to it. He was not yet close, he didn't have that kind of aqidah. So by telling him what really happened is that he made such a statement, it's a statement of kufr. He said, after that I made up my habit, it became my habit, that until the person does not come close, yet in the bayan, open bayan, waaz and all that, he will say, But until the person didn't come close and until he didn't get to know him, then he won't say him certain things which he knows that this person may not accept, and then it could flare up into something else. So the sifat I'm talking about, that there are different sifat in different people. Some people have got the sifat of generosity. Some mashayikh, that is their sifat. There's so much of generosity, one hand they get, second hand is gone. So the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to spend like a king. And he used to get also like a king. When he was in Sanger, then almonds are coming from Canada, mangoes are coming from India, besides all the other things. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was sending from all sides. So what did he do? He said and had everything. All those people that were there, it used to come and go. And so much of it they do it secretly that nobody even knows who they gave to and how much they gave to. So the sifat of generosity is in some. That they have, everyone has a little of everything, but some excel in certain sifat. So there are different sifat, different attributes, different qualities. You get in all the mashayikh a little of everything. But according to Sharia, everyone has all those qualities that are required. But then some of them have what we term as ghalba hal, that their condition becomes that of those awliya who excel in certain lines. So in whoever sawa the person says, he gets some kind of fragrance. Whatever is in that person, he gets a little bit of that fragrance. Rasul-e-Pak was one who had all the different fragrances in one. Usne Yusuf, Jami, Isa, Yade, Baiza, Dari, Aanche, Hama, Foban, Sultan, Hadari. All the sifat that in all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his person had all those sifat. Then the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullah alayhi majma'in, in his company, some excelled in one line, some excelled in another. But everyone had all the basics. But then if you look at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then his shan is different from that of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Both are companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and both have got all the sifat that are necessary and essential for a good Muslim. And from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam they derived, or they inhaled those fragrances. But someone excelled in one, someone excelled in another. In all the sahabas you'll find all the different fragrances spread out. In someone there was a ghalba of tawazu, in someone there was a ghalba of generosity, in someone there was a ghalba of zuhad, as Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala. He used to believe that he mustn't even keep any gold, silver, nothing. There shouldn't be any kind of saving of any kind. He had the sifat of the qalba of suhad of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So these flowers also, just as they have different fragrances, in the same way, the sohbat of a person also has a different fragrance. And it is something that's natural. As when you are walking, when you aid, then the fragrance goes into the nostrils and it begins to have its effects on the system of the person. Inhale deeply the oxygen has its effect. By different flowers here, somebody will start sneezing when they inhale the fragrance, somebody will start feeling better. Depends what kind of flower that is. So in bad company, it is the opposite. Just as in good company, you get these type of effects. In the same way, in bad company, the effect is the opposite. That the person, in whichever company he will be, he will get that effect. If he stays in the company of gamblers, he'll one day become a gambler. If he stays in the company of those who are only talking about money and properties and gold and silver and oil wells and kingdoms and all that, there's nothing wrong to acquire that and to use it correctly. But if that person's passion has become nothing but dunya, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj and all is secondary, it's not even important in his life. Whenever you sit there in the walima or in the nikah, there's no other discussion but just properties and gold and silver and rand dollar exchange rates and So what will happen is, in the company of that person, this person will also become like that. His hope of for the akhirat and remembrance of death and all these type of things will vanish, because the whole discussion is nothing but dunya. To talk a little about dunya for the purpose of that, because it's a world that we are living in, and where it is necessary to eat, to drink, to transact businesses, to find out about rand dollar exchange rates, etc. There's nothing wrong with that. And even to talk about general matters a little, there's nothing wrong with that. But what I am saying is that the person's whole focus is on nothing but the dunya. So then what happens is that after some time, this person becomes like that too. No matter what he learns, he forgets it within a short time. In the company of that kind of group, he also becomes like that. Then his namaz has become neglected. He is not concerned very much about zakat and about other deeni issues and matters. Whatever happens in the world doesn't matter very much to him, as long as he makes money. In the company of those people, the person becomes like that. And those who are going to the cinemas, theaters, and all the other haram places, you stay in their company. Then either you stay in their company being strong and solid in your own iman, and with this niyat that I want to join him to bring him on this side, and make that niyat and make the effort, then it's okay. Because if everybody is going to say that I mustn't join anybody, why? Because that person has got this weakness and he's got that weakness. So if all of us have got weakness, like we are not going to join anybody, then how are we going to take Amar bil Ma'ruf Nahi anil Munkar? But first we must be strong, like the books that we read. We also read the books on Qadianism, we read the books on Christianity, we read the books on Judaism, or we read the books on all these other batil, furfas and sects, Shiaism and all these issues. But we tell others don't read it. So why do we tell them don't read it? If we are reading it, why they must not read it? They ask you also, they must have an open mind, we must take any book from the library and we must read, we must increase our knowledge. Say, yeah, we must increase your knowledge, it's in its place, but you must increase your knowledge first after your own foundation is solid. It mustn't happen that you get carried away with what you are reading. One great alim was doing some research on Qadianism, and he was doing the research because he had to counteract, he had to defend true Islam. But he mentioned himself, he says that reading the literature of Qadianism, if I had not become Bayat and if I had not had the company of Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, or Hazrat Shah, Hazrat Raipuri, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayh, agar unki sohbat na hoti, to khatra tha ke main bhi behak jata. Such a great alim, but he says there was a danger that I nearly slipped also for reading so much of this literature. Why? Because there is poison in there, and it's shaitani effects in there. So the company of, just as we talk of human beings, company, in the same way books are also companions. They also have an effect. The kind of literature that you read will have an effect. A person who is reading porn literature all the time and watching filthy magazines, and his mind becomes clouded with all that filth. And then sometimes it leads that person to suicidal tendencies. The person wants to commit suicide because there's so much of filth now. He has reached a stage where after that he goes mad. So many people have become mad. And the people do not know what happened. One young person, Allah Ta'ala make his maghfirah. But slowly that drifted to such an extent that his family was very surprised at what is happening here with this young person. With this youngster, why is he behaving like this? But then when the case came up to me, and I had to make a little bit of investigation, then his wife said, this person is for nothing. The phone comes at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, he's watching. And not only that, but now he's gone to that level that there is nothing that you can talk to him, and he's gone like mad. His behavior is terrible, and all that he did, and afterwards he committed suicide. But we do not know in what state he committed suicide, so we just like, if a person commits suicide, we must hold back our tongue. We must think that it might have snapped. We don't know. It's not easy to take one's life. So we must make dua, Allah make maqarat of the person, because we don't know in what state of mind the person was. But what I am saying is that these types of books also have effect on the heart, just as friends have effect. Because of our young students and young people, so you have to be very much on guard. Shaitan will try to first take you away from the father's zikr tilawa. If you overpower shaitan and continue, then slowly he will poison you with some kind of literature, with some kind of friendship that will divert the person. That, you see, what does it matter? Just one weekend, if you went with your friend, they're going with you to the casino, so you won't go inside, you'll just stay out there, you'll watch the park near the gun city. Or Wild Coast, they went with that kind of intention, and slowly they were caught, and they went. You have to be very much on guard. The different kinds of fragrances have different kinds of effects. Each one has a good effect. Each kind of fragrance from the flowers has a very good effect on some part of the body or the other. In the same way, all the evil has a bad effect on the heart first, and then on different parts of the body. It affects the mind, affects the liver and lungs and everything. Because you get into bad company smoking tobacco or smoking cigarettes, so then it's going to have effect on the lungs. So you have to be very much on guard in these days. If you are not going to be careful about the company and the literature, these two things. In the youth of today, there are two things, company and literature. If these two things, you can control yourself. And as far as the body is concerned, as our Hazrat says, that your heart and your eyes, dil ki hifazat, aan ki hifazat. And I add two things, that for the youth today, control your company and your literature. Then, inshallah, you won't have any problem. Your life will be wonderful, peaceful, happy. Enjoy all these ni'mat of Allah. All these are also ni'mat. Why look at haram? Haram will bring restlessness. And all these good ni'mat of Allah, why did you create the beautiful trees and flowers, ponds and pools and all that? Look at that, enjoy yourself. And then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the ability and you find the right man, you get married, settle down. All these are ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in this world to give us a little bit of taste of the ni'mat of Jannah. Just a little taste. You can't even compare it. There's no way to compare it. But you just get a little taste of the ni'mat of Jannah. Now sitting in this garden, we can't just sit here and wish everything. But then in Jannah, the person sits and whatever he wishes, it will just come. But a little taste of the enjoyment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in this world. Marriage, body, beauty, all these things are ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. Enjoy them. Life mustn't become boring. Don't say don't make use of the ni'mat, don't be cheerful, don't be happy, don't eat, don't drink. Seclude yourself and cry all the time. In dua you must cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing in company that you perform. So stay away from haram. See what kind of sukoon you have in your life. There is such sukoon. We reach a stage. This is the awliya, it is the pain reach. We can't, we are far away still from that. We haven't even started off. But it's not impossible. When we get somewhere there, then we will experience something. It's just an experience. The person will not want to go back to sin. It will be easier for him to stay away from sin than to commit sin. it will be easier for you. You don't say there won't be temptation. Temptation will remain till the time being. But those temptations will come and go. A person must even worry about it. It's not a complete thing. Suppose I mean to the furnace of taqwa and let them burn. As all of these examples, that you cook your biryani, and you have to use wood and coal. But what must you do with the wood and coal? You must burn them. You mustn't eat the wood and coal. So like that, the thoughts that are coming, burn them in the furnace of taqwa. And the noor of taqwa will light up in the heart, you will find the food in the heart. May Allah bless me, bless you, and the entire ummah. With the company of the righteous ones, and Allah will make us imbibe this fragrance into our heart, into our souls. Because this is the greatest danger today. Many young people gave up their habits, but then again the literature. One newspaper they picked up and watched what is showing on the TV today again. Some picture that they were seeing before they made the Islam. But now they watched that, now the old reel started playing. And the temptation came and they went back again on to it. It is like that. So we have to be very careful, especially young people will be extremely on guard. Friends, you have to test the friend, which direction is he taking. If you see he's taking you in the wrong direction, then make salam to him. And if you think you've got enough strength to pull him your side, then well and good. I gave that example that one person had paise ko khinch ka hai. Money draws money. So he was a foolish person, so he had some change in his pocket, so he went to the teller in one bank and he stood there. Now somebody came with so much of change and he gave it to the teller to count. So this person had heard money draws money, so he took out his few shillings from there and put it also slowly together with that, waiting now for it to draw the other money. Now the teller was counting 20 like that, they took his away to put in the bag. He said, but my money was there. He said, well, I don't know about your money. But if that big lord drew his money away, because it was, he didn't have strength in his money. His money was too weak to draw the other money. The plentiful drew his away. So first we must have some sort of strength to pull them. So many people said, we want to go and make Islam of other people. Before they could make Islam, their own Islam was made with them. They went on the same direction. One poet said, Raat phir waiz, bala nosho ko samjhane gaye. Raat phir waiz, bala nosho ko samjhane gaye. Main kade se nikle to mushkil se pehchane gaye. The people were drinking in some pub, so he said, let me go and explain to them and get them out of their drinking habit. But the wise sahab went there with a good intention to go and get them out of the pub and the bar. But when he came out from there, you could hardly recognize him also. He was so drunk that you couldn't even recognize him. So what he says there is a lesson that before you go to make Islam of others and bring them out, you must first check your own strength. That before you go to do some strenuous physical exercise, if a person has got a heart problem, they must first check with the doctor. The cardiologist will check and tell you that how much of exercise you must do. He will check how much of strength there is in your heart. In the same way, before you go to meet Islam of others, you must check how much there is in your heart. If not, then you should get carried away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the fitnas that are pouring in the media.